Hey everyone. So first off, I just want to thank everyone for listening and for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. Starting the journey of making this has been incredible. I did it for fun and I've been getting a lot of support and you, the listeners, have been doing a great job giving me great feedback. And I'm excited to see the direction of where this goes. I just wanted to say first off that thank you to all of you. And it means a lot that you're actually listening. And then, just to quickly, give an intro to this next podcast. This was a conversation, a phone call between Rutger and I. Rutger, who's been incredible in messenger marketing, and for anyone who's been following me, knows how important and what a big play I think messenger marketing is going to be in the next year or so. So the audio quality isn't that great. Rutger had to kind of do it on the fly. So I appreciated him being on there and giving us insight into this call. So again, just I apologize for the audio quality on this one. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you enjoy it.
This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy. Yeah.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Perfectly Mentored. I'm your host, Jason Portnoy. My guest today, Rutger, someone I've known for a little over a year now, someone who I've had a lot of conversations with, who is my go-to when it comes to messenger bots on Facebook. He's the bot king, in my opinion, super talented, smart man, and I'm proud to call him a friend. Rutger, say hi to everyone and welcome to the show.
What's up, Jason? Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Nice. Thank you for
Great
doing
intro.
This.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It's Thanks. A good intro, but we're gonna let you kind of
an amazing intro.
We're gonna let you tell the listeners kind of how you became that bot king, how you became that guy who started off. Give us a little bit about your background, how you got to where you're at right now.
So the whole messenger thing is actually pretty new. I think it started about a year ago. But before that, already 7, maybe 8 years ago, if it's not 10, man, time flies, I had the brilliant idea of, well, in the end, it wasn't that brilliant, but back then it was a brilliant idea to build a platform that would generate leads for scuba dive operators worldwide. I had a scuba diving background, and my big dream was to build a resort and scuba dive and live the life. I did that for a while and got stuck in corporate life, learned more about sales, lead gen, business development, etc. And from that point on, we built the company Book Your Dive, which we ran for about 3 to 4 years, where we actually did some really good stuff. And that is good stuff in the sense of we came to a point where we were generating decent traffic, decent leads. And that is where I was learned myself about online marketing, whether it's content creation, basic SEO stuff, but then I got introduced to Facebook marketing as well. And if I remember correct, I was John Loomer back in the days launched a course for Power Editor. I remember I bought that and then I was like, oh fuck, this is interesting. So I was intrigued, not knowing what I was doing. But moving forward with Book Your Dive and getting more into the whole online marketing thing, my clients ask me, hey, what you're doing with that content marketing and traffic and you're generating all those leads for us, can you help us as well? So at some point I was like, yo, we should make a business out of this. So what we did is we created an agency or a label next to the business that would help our clients, our scuba diving clients, with their online marketing. Well, as these things go, people ask, clients have different requests and everything. So we set up the agency, nobody bought it, nobody wanted, nobody took our services, nobody wanted to pay for it. And in the midst of it all, I landed 2 corporate clients and then the whole Blue Brand agency thing took off. And 2 years ago, I sold Book Your Dive. And selling doesn't mean I got rich. Selling doesn't necessarily mean I made a lot of money, but sounds good. Sold the company. It's gone. Somebody else has it. Long story, different story. Good for some beers and a fireside chat there. But moving on, focusing on Facebook ads, and took a fairly deep dive in Facebook ads. And I think it's fair to say that I know my way around Facebook ads and servicing different clients for the last 3 to 4 years. And then last year, something came up called ManyChat Messenger. And to be honest, Jason, I literally don't know what happened that I actually dove in. I think I got a couple questions from people. And looking at it, I was like, yo, this is pretty interesting. And for some reason, I found out that my brain loves automations. Look, I did quite the stuff with email marketing and everything, but within a week or so, I just got the hang of how ManyChat and building those automations and seeing the possibilities this actually had, which I talk about with people, and especially within our circle and the academy and all the other groups. Seems that I was probably one of the first that deviated from Facebook ads to Messenger marketing, which gave me some kind of momentum. And I got positioned by a few people, and did some calls, did some webinars on it, and then before you know, you're the Bot Father. And that was about a year ago, and now it's actually 80% Messenger marketing, 20% Facebook ads, and it's full focus on Messenger because it's just awesome.
Love it. We're going to go deeper into it, but I think you said something that's super important. But before that, before I even tie that in, I'll use a scuba reference. And just a personal anecdote for me is when I first started getting, I'm still learning Messenger. I play around with it a lot, but I have a guy like Rutger who is, you know, it's like you're going scuba diving. The first time you go, you don't just dive down by yourself. You have someone who's taking you down, a skilled professional taking you down. And Rutger's been that skilled professional for me. And one of the reasons why I wanted him on this podcast talking about it was because I've seen, you know, just by playing, and I think everyone should play around with it. I think everyone should test. And I always do that. Go in and test and just play around. But
break things. Do it.
Exactly. But going into your group, watching your coaching, watching what you're doing and kind of navigating it a little bit made it a lot easier where my clients were getting great results off of it. And I know I'm only scratching the surface of what could be done. One of the reasons why I want you on here was selfishly so I could keep picking your brain and hear all of it. You said something that your brain loves automation. I think everyone loves automation. I think if we could kind of automate a lot of parts of our life, including our business, we'd be a lot better off. I think Messenger gives you that opportunity. What do you see right now going on with Messenger? You know, people are comparing it to email, right? Getting a 97% open rate versus email campaigns. The last time someone ever got a 97% open rate was maybe in 1994 when they were first sending out emails. But, you know, what's the comparison to email right now? And, you know, why are people still sleeping on Messenger?
Good question. I don't think you should compare email and Messenger. I think they are two complete different beasts. Email will, I don't believe email will die. Email will stay around. And Messenger is just a new kid on the block that enables you to get in contact, get in touch, get data from your subscribers completely different. I mean, look at how we use instant messaging. Look how we use Messenger, WhatsApp, what else do we have? WeChat in China. Everything happens on the mobile. Everything happens on the mobile device. And that is why Messenger is successful. But that's the same way why it's so freaking dangerous, because it's so intrusive. It's so personal, depending on how you approach it. It's intrusive or it's personal or it's both. But that is why it can work really, really good if you know what you're doing. And if you keep in mind what the tool actually is versus email, look what happened to email. I mean, you already mentioned in 1994, we had open rates of 94% or click-through rates of 80%. And the only reason just a blunt statement here. The only reason why email is dying or email is dead, still people never don't read their emails, because we killed it. We, as marketers, we killed it. We killed it.
Like in most things, marketers kind of ruin a lot of things.
We ruined it. And open up your email box. How many emails do you throw away every day without even reading them? And the thing is, email is not an owned platform. Of course, we've got spam filters and all that kind of stuff. But everybody can use email as they want to. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. Now, Messenger, in case you missed it, is owned by Facebook. So Facebook is setting the rules, and the rules are pretty vague, as it's Facebook. But if you take some time to dive into the actual rules, it will make sense. Now, I urge everybody to spend at least 30 minutes to go through the terms of services, read them twice, read them three times. I know it's not the most fun thing to do, but it will help you shift your mindset on how to use Messenger. Because Messenger is not a sales tool. Period. It's not a sales tool. And don't use it as a sales tool. Use it as a tool in your toolbox, in your arsenal, to learn more about your clients, about your prospects, about your subscribers. Add freaking value. Add value. Ask questions that make sense. Don't ask just random questions that don't make any sense, that don't lead anywhere, that don't go anywhere. That is the mindset I want people to have when using Messenger. How can you add value with this tool to your subscribers? And repeat that. Keep adding value and earn the right to. And by doing that, you earn the right to sell, whether it's through Messenger or through email. You have an amazing tool at your fingertips with Messenger to build your brand, build awareness, answer questions, just being awesome, and be different than all the other ones, because nobody's doing it. It's just a little percentage of businesses out there that actually utilize it as a service tool. Don't. In the end, you want to sell. Of course, we need to make money. Don't get me wrong, but use it to build your brand. Use it to build your authority. Use it to be awesome. To position yourself as the go-to, whatever you are, when it comes to offering your services or your products.
Well, I think you touched on something extremely important. And you kind of just scratched the surface of it. Why I see email and Messenger being different is the intrusive factor. It's, I could buy a list of emails, right? Mm-hmm. But in order to message people, I need them to opt in, or I need them to create that first piece I need them to start that contact. They need to be the first point of contact, right? So they either need to message my page and need to start a conversation for them to join or become subscribed to my bot or whatever it is. But you can't just blanket message random strangers in Messenger, right? Versus email. If I get your email, I could send you whatever email I want. I know technically there are laws against that, but theoretically I could go send whatever email I want. If I have your name, I can, as a page, just start random messaging random people. And I always thought that was fascinating. That was a big thing. We're going to get into the rules a little bit, but I think you're right. I think Messenger is going to thrive because it's all about conversations. That's
the whole thing, man. That is sometimes what pisses me off as well, is that people don't take the time to actually start understand a platform. What can it do? It's focused from within the person, from the business owner. It's all about the business owner. Well, good news, it's not about you. And yeah, that is a mind shift I'm pushing to people in the group, to students. It's that mindset. And I truly believe if you are able to shift that mindset, how can I help my prospect, my client, whoever, doesn't really matter. How can I help them? How can I make their life easier? How can I build something that it's easy for them to contact me or to answer a question or to find whatever?
And at scale, right? Because this is, you know, there's been a lot of talk, but all studies are pointing to, as consumers or as humans, we still crave that human connection and that, yeah, and to have that conversation. So the ones that are thriving on Messenger right now have those conversations and could help the end user. And yes, it's an automated process. Yes, it's a bot, but the whole thing is to then shift it to, when you actually get to the root of the problem, a human then takes over, right?
It's semi-automated. Exactly. Yeah.
It's how do you scale, you know, customer service to a point where you figure out what everyone's problem is, help them solve it, or then direct them to a person who could actually answer their question.
And that's the whole thing. It's the customer service. And customer service is a broad term. I mean, it's not customer service is not just having a default reply or canned response. These are our openings times, or here we are located here, and these are our terms and conditions. Customer service is so much broader than that. Customer service is being where your clients are, your prospects are, and being able to do whatever they help them in their journey.
So let's talk about the rules. Let's talk about, you have three different types of messages you can send out on ManyChat right now, right?
Yeah.
Let's go through them. I'll let you outline them, and then the rules behind those three.
Okay, let's start with the general rule, the elusive one that is not that elusive if you just spend some time in reading the terms of services. That's the 24-hour plus one rule. And the 24-hour plus one rule is, the 24-hour plus one rule is triggered.
Well, why don't you just tell the listeners what is the 24-hour plus one rule? And then
24-hour plus one rule is Facebook's rule that tells you are allowed to send messages to a subscriber as soon as they entered your bot or your flows through one of the eligible entry points. And an eligible entry point, so let's say somebody subscribes. Jason, you subscribe to my bot. Then at that point, I have 24 hours to send you any message I want.
Promotional or non-promotional?
Promotional, non-promotional, doesn't really matter. Now, if you were not to reply to one of those messages or not to react, so react, reply is more or less the same in a messenger, then I have the one. Then I have one more option to send you, to re-engage you and to move on with you in the conversation. Now, if I send you, when I send you the one message after the 24 hour because you didn't reply and you don't reply to that message, then the whole 24 hours window is closed. I am not allowed to send you any messages anymore. And I should re-engage you through one of the eligible messenger entry points, which are, guess what? Ads, Facebook pages, the customer service chat from Facebook. All those elements, the ref URL, which you can create in ManyChat or in ChatFuel, whatever platform.
And just I want to dumb it down. I'm not saying, you know, some of our listeners may not be familiar. A ref URL is pretty much, you could actually have a link put in your email and have people click on it to then, you know, subscribe them to the bot or get them to go through some sort of automation that you're trying to lead them down.
Exactly. So you can create you can create a link, and if somebody clicks that link, they will get back into the bot. They will not be subscribed again because a user is subscribed. It's purely re-engaging them. And think about it. It makes sense because it's a fairly clear rule because it's still Facebook that prevents the platform from becoming spam. And what we see now is that Facebook is actually starting to enforce the rule.
And it was great for a while where brands were actually sending 1,000 promotional messages in a row day after day.
It happens, and it still happens.
Facebook was still trying to figure out, but I actually think, you know, as a marketer, it makes it a lot harder to kind of use ManyChat, which I like, but from end user standpoint, which is all Facebook really cares about, is the user experience and end user. For anyone who thinks that they favor advertisers because we spend the money on there, you're dead wrong. It's the end user. So people start leaving Messenger because they're just hit with a million promotional messages and it becomes their email. That's a big problem for Facebook.
And it's not even promotional messages. I mean, you have that 24. It's also standard messaging, and we'll dive into standard messaging in a bit. But it's exactly what you say. Is the platform needs to be protected for us marketers. And you say it makes it more complex. Yes, it does, but it also makes it more fun because we need to start designing actual flows that add value, and we need to start looking outside of our own bubble. How can we create actual flows that are compliant and add value? And how can I use the data I get through the flows in ManyChat or ChatView in Messenger? How can I use that data to build amazing ad sets based on website custom audiences? And we'll probably dive into that a little bit later on.
So that's the main rule that everyone needs to kind of wrap their head around, because it's so gray, vague, and you know, but once you kind of start understanding it, it kind of makes sense. So now let's go into the three different types of messages people could send, the three different types of broadcasts.
Yeah, so you got the general messaging, and the general messaging is well, your general messaging. Somebody subscribes or re-engages, you got your 24 hour plus one window where you can send messages. General messaging can contain commercial messages.
Like now, a sale or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So, but that needs to happen in that window. Now, let me take one step back. When the window is closed, so the 24 hours closed, you didn't reply, you sent your one follow-up message, you didn't reply. There is a myth going on, and a lot of people rave about this, is that you can send another message to Jason. Hey, Jason, do you like hot dogs? And if you would say yes, that would then reset the 24 hour plus one rule, the bait and switch. Can I speak freely?
Of course.
That's bullshit. And it's also stated in the terms of services. A user can only be re-engaged. 24 hour plus one rule can only be reset. I wish it was stated that clearly, but read it and you will know. Through one of the eligible messenger entry points. I cannot stress this enough. Through one of the eligible messenger entry points, period. That will set the 24 hour plus one rule.
So again, just to clarify and make sure I'm getting it, is that if someone was a subscriber and they came in and it's 2 months later and you want to message them, the only way to then go out and message them is either they then A, have to message you through your customer service chat on their webpage, or
anything, or ref, yeah,
or be a chat group on the page, or an ad, or a ref URL. They have to re-opt back in somehow through one of those entry points in order.
The initiative should be from with the user. The initiative should be whether you, so the user can re-engage themselves by just reaching out to you because you're awesome and they know that you answer all the ways to your questions, and they just reach out to you. Boom, that re-engage them, or you can push them. You can sort of push to re-engage through ads. You can retarget your Messenger subscribers, and if or when your Messenger subscribers actually engage with your ads, they click, they re-engage again, boom, there you go, you got your window again.
Yeah, and what are the other options? So
subscription messaging, which is a bit of a tricky one these days. So subscription messaging is only, so we, you need to apply for subscription messaging. And that is since the whole bot shut down a couple months ago, that is shifted to page level. So if you, subscription messaging is messaging based on apps like the weather, finance, health, that kind of stuff. Updates, regular updates, whatever. What's your cryptocurrency? Your cryptocurrency doing these days?
Yeah,
just updates.
Regular
anything updates.
That involves daily updates, where you'll be getting hit with a message every single day.
Yeah, it could be any single day. It could be any single hour, for all I care. I mean, it could be flight registrations, anything. Keep in mind that you need to apply for subscription messaging. Go to your Facebook page, go to settings, go to Facebook page settings, go to Messenger settings, scroll all the way down, and you can apply. Take some time to go through that, because it will probably take a few times.
And I think it's through. So important for everyone listening to know that just because you have these people at your disposal to message doesn't mean you can go out and just message them because you have a Cyber Monday sale or a Labor Day sale. So my question to you is this: someone comes and sits there and says they have 150,000 subscribers to their bot.
Oh.
Right? And they haven't sent out a message in a month, but they have 120 something or a ton of subscribers. What good are those subscribers to them if they can't then just go out and start messaging?
Well, first of all,
just to interrupt, because an email list of a million people, you could go out and email a list of a million people. So having a million subscribers to your bot that you can't just randomly go message, I mean, I want to hear kind of from, you know, the bot father, what good is that?
Well, first of all, you should have nurtured those people. I mean, those 150,000 people, for example, on your in your messenger list, you should feed them and keep them engaged, because when you keep people engaged by asking relevant questions, adding actual value, people will engage, which will keep the 24-hour window. It will keep it open. Now, that said, I hope when you have 150,000 people on your list, those are high quality people. That is a high quality list. And before the windows got shut down, I hope you actually gather data from these people. So you actually have their email address. You have their preferences, what kind of colors they like, what kind of shoes, whatever info is relevant to you. And that info should all be synced with your CRM system, whether it's ActiveCampaign or Infusionsoft or whatever, because we can ask all kinds of questions, and I can make a profile from Jason, and I know that Jason, what is his shoe size, what his shoe size is, what his favorite color is, all that kind of stuff. So those 150,000 people is a gold mine of information, which that information I can use to build up segments of retargeting data, so I can use ads to actually sell or promote products through ads to those specific people. Now, let's assume that, again, that's a high quality audience, and I'm retargeting. My CPM should also be lower, because Facebook doesn't have to work that hard to find the right people, and my CTR click-through rate should probably be high. And I should have a high relevance score, because I'm sending these people ads based on their actual preferences and data I receive from them. So that's where everything comes together, in my opinion. Be smart, gather data, use that data in your marketing efforts, whether it's email, SMS, whatever it is, Facebook ads to monetize these people with truly relevant ads based on the info to get it from them.
So before let's get a little tactical before we wrap up. We'll talk about some different industries. Let's start with e-commerce. How can an e-commerce brand, you know, someone who's paying attention right now and sits there and says, wow, I understand the power of this and I need to get on it before everyone else starts getting on this. What are the best ways to use chatbots for e-commerce right now?
Oh, too many. Actually, we're building a template now for Black Friday. So the idea here would be a couple things. Okay, we'll try to keep it as simple as possible. So let's say on your website you have you have your banners and everything for 20% discount. Well, big chance that not that many people actually click on them. Now, what you could do is actually target your website visitors with an ad that could be post-purchase, even that. I got another interesting one for that one. To offer you, hey, Jason, thank you for your purchase in an ad. So click here to get a 20% discount on your next purchase. Boom. That discount code is sent to Messenger. Now, that is where the fun starts, because what you probably want to do is the first thing you want to do is you want to ask, hey, Jason, I want to send you the code to through email too, so you don't lose it, whatever. Can you give me your email address? Boom, you get the email address, you sync it to your email service provider. Now, to keep people engaged, one thing I like to do is incentivize their engagement. So what you could do is you can give a couple extra percentages discount for every question they answer. So I can keep people engaged for about 10 days, ask them a question, hey, Jason, what's your shoe size? Oh, Jason, you want to get a 5% extra discount? Do you mind answering 2 extra questions? Boom, boom. So you gave extra 10% discount and you got more data from that person to build custom audiences for retargeting. Now, I did a fireside chat with Haley yesterday, and we were talking about the Messenger scan code. So e-com people, listen up. Think about this. If you're doing your own fulfillment, or that's the idea behind this, is you're sending products. Now, how about you actually so are you familiar with the Messenger scan code?
I am.
Okay, so you can have a scan code. What you could do is you can print the scan code, you can send it with your actual shipment, and have the user, or you put it on your shoebox or whatever it is, and you can. So the Messenger scan code can be scanned by a user, and then the user gets subscribed to your list, and you can create personal messages for people. So what you could do is you say, hey, Jason, scan this code. Say, hey, Jason, thank you for purchasing whatever product you bought. Click here to get a 20% discount for your next purchase. So now you're getting the online world into the offline world, and you're getting, as soon as people are excited, they open the box with the product, they see the Messenger code, they're probably more engaged than ever to get the discount and do an upsell from there. Now, that said, if you're selling, say, products that need to be bought, let's say, every month, as soon as people are on your list, on your Messenger list, you will send data back to your CRM. Now, I know that Jason bought a pair of underwear 3 months ago, because that's in my CRM, and Jason is in my Messenger list. So I will sync any data from Messenger to my CRM, and based on IDs, based on the Messenger ID, I can send a message, or I can at least start building ads based on Messenger IDs to start retargeting Jason again in 3 months when I think he needs a new pair of shorts. I can use it in e-com for order updates. So if somebody purchased it, I can send a message through Messenger that the order is received and shipped. I can go on and on about this.
I mean, I just think the power of it's incredible. If you think of actual ways to keep adding value to your customers over and over and over again, whether it's, you know, what I love about it for an e-commerce perspective is it doesn't necessarily have to always be a discount. And this service professionals could use this too. If you're writing a ton of blogs and you're putting out good content, you could use them to almost evergreen your blogs, right? I mean, you know, they read this one, and you click through, you like this one, what about this video, and keep them going. And the beauty of it is, then you're driving them to your website where you're tracking them, you're able to retarget them anyways. You could do it through so many different ways. What I love about Messenger is we actually just ran a campaign for Labor Day for one of our clients that it was, do you want to get advanced access to the sale and a little bit more of a discount? Just click here. They offered through. It was great. And then it was just, okay, great. You're almost in. We just need your email. And the beauty about ManyChat is that they then don't ever even have to enter their email. Their email that they have registered with Facebook is the one that pops up. Yep. So you're actually getting their non-spam email for the most part, emails that they're actually checking. And then you could email them And you could also then run ads to everyone who then, subscribe and take their user ID. But the beauty of it was for the first 3 days, we spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars with zero return. And then once the sale happened, you saw that return on that ad turn into like 5x, 6x, 7x. That's a 700% return on ad spend, because by the time they bought, it was attributed to that ad.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what happens. And I truly think that if we use Messenger together to provide value and at the same time gather actual data, that your ads and your whole marketing mix will be more relevant, because you can create segments from different groups. Men who like red shoes, or targeting with red shoes.
I agree. Look, I appreciate you doing this podcast and this call, because I think people are sleeping on it. And although it sounds really complex, it doesn't have to be to get started. It's just think about what you want your customer journey to be. And it's super easy to map it out. And if you can't map it out and you're having problems, there's guys like Rutger who run Facebook groups called Bots and Beers. And that's a good plug for your group, where he just gives away a ton of value. And if you post anything inside that group, if you have any questions or you're getting stuck, forget the community then coming in and helping you. Rutger's in there every day and he's actually responding. So we're going to link that group, website. We're going to link it on the show info. But I just thank you so much again for doing this. I want to
keep going. You're more than welcome, man.
Sorry?
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Happy. I'm going to see you in the next week in Austin during the conference.
I know, I'm excited. I'm actually going to the ManyChat conference, their first conference. I'm going to sit with the bot father and kind of peek over his shoulder and see the notes he's taking and kind of bring it back here to you guys. Rector, thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate
you
on and taking the time out of your day to do this.
Awesome, man. Thanks. Thanks for having me.